Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time. And we should probably start with, you know, do you have family in Ukraine? Do you know how they're doing? You know, and of course, our hearts go out to you and everyone in the community.
Thank you so much, KP. I have some extended family in Ukraine who I hope to meet someday. I have some other family who we're waiting to hear from. Again, extended family. Some of my family moved to Germany a couple years ago. I'm so glad they did. Mm. My parents and grandparents are from Ukraine, and my grandparents' siblings, they stayed in Ukraine. So some came to America and some stayed in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So all those families are over there.
Yeah. Have you heard from them and what they're doing, how they're coping?
I have not heard from them. Unfortunately, we are not in touch. I wish we were. I was actually planning a trip to Ukraine this year. I was hoping to go meet them.
Wow. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate what you're doing for the community. You've done multiple ways to raise money for different organizations within the community. So maybe we can start with, I know you have a fundraiser coming up at the Grey Eagle this weekend, and maybe you should tell us about that.
So the fundraiser at the Grey Eagle is going to be this Friday. Andrew Scotchy is the organizer, and he's got a lot of great bands lined up and a silent auction. My artist friends in the River Arts District have been so generous. I have about 20 pieces of art and jewelry in my studio that's going to the silent auction. People have been amazing. So we're going to have a great night of music and great art and lots of other items. In the silent auction, I'm going to have a little table there with my stickers that I'm raising funds with, and also my community and student Ukrainian eggs that we're selling and donating 100% to Ukraine.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about that? Because I was looking at the eggs, they're gorgeous, and you have a whole process of putting them together, which you were doing before this happened. And now you're just kind of donating all of the proceeds. But why don't you explain what that looks like for folks?
Thank you. The Ukrainian eggs are called pisanki. They're called written eggs from the word pisate, which means to write. And they are traditional Ukrainian eggs that are good wishes. Every symbol is a good wish. So that is something that I love to do. I love to teach and share. That's my mission in life, is to share Ukrainian culture through these eggs. I teach around town in my studio, and I started to sell them and donate half to Ukraine. And I only have 9 left in my studio, which is the smallest amount I've ever had. So about a week ago, I started to also sell my students' eggs. My amazing students and friends have been donating their eggs to sell, and we are donating 100% of the sales to Ukraine. So that's been going really well.
And you've gotten people coming in to make the eggs just specifically for the fundraiser too, I assume?
Yes, we're having a little egg making get together tonight, about 6 people.
Nice.
And an Instagram friend of mine in New Jersey is sending me a box full of her eggs. I've been having trouble keeping up with the demand. People have been wonderful coming in and buying these eggs. But we're stocking up, so we're going to have a lot for the show on Friday and in my studio.
Yeah, I'm just looking online at some of them. They're absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
Do you want to talk about the process?
It's a batik process, so they're handwritten, not painted. That's where the name of the eggs comes from, pisanki. It means written eggs, from the word pisate, which means to write. So I melt beeswax in a special tool, and then I'm essentially writing with a wax pen and using layers of wax and dye to create the designs, a wax resist, like a batik. And then I melt the wax off at the end, and that reveals all the colors underneath.
Cool. Do you want to tell people how to see these so they know what we're talking about?
The best way to see my eggs and some of my student eggs is to go to my Instagram page. It's AVL Studio A. And aren't we in Studio A of the radio station?
That's right.
I feel right at home.
This is our Studio A.
I love it. It's A for Andrea. That's me. So
awesome. Yeah, if you do get a chance, please go and check those out. And then, of course, the benefit show, raising money with using some of these eggs, but some other ways to silent auction, donated items from so many people in the community that have come together for this. That show is at the Gray Eagle on Friday at 8 p.m. And door start at 7, show starts at 8. And you'll want to go early to kind of get to see all these things and make your bids. We also have another humanitarian aid concert. This is an online concert over the weekend as well. You want to talk a little bit about that and let people know?
I'd love to. And I'd like to note that the show at the Gray Eagle is all ages, which I think is wonderful. So thank you. So I'm helping organize and I'm co-hosting. I'm very excited. It's a benefit show online on Sunday from 5 to 7:30, and it will be online on YouTube. We're going to feature Ukrainian musicians and American musicians in a unified show of peace and friendship, and we're raising funds for the humanitarian aid fund for Ukraine. So
yeah,
we're very excited to put this show together. Excited as you can be in the circumstances.
Right.
I think you know what I mean.
Of course.
I've just been channeling my upsetness and worry into fundraising. So that's how that goes.
Yeah.
But it will be online on YouTube. And the website you can go to, it's called musiciansforthegreatergood.org.
Great. And there's a Facebook event for that as well that folks can probably find by searching that in Facebook as well. And then the proceeds all there are going to hospitals, right?
Yes. All the money is going to Ukraine, to hospitals to help injured soldiers and civilians, both adults and children, and for displaced people all around Ukraine. This fund also already helped relocate all the children from one orphanage to Poland, for example. So they're also doing a few side things like that. Mm. But mostly, yeah, the humanitarian aid to the hospitals.
And the lineup includes, we should say, one of my favorite bands or persons from a band, Gogol Bordello. What a fun show they always put on. And I've been seeing that they've been very active as well through this crisis.
They really have. They had a great big show last week at the City Winery in New York City, and Patti Smith joined Eugene mm-hmm. Hutz on stage, and it looked like an amazing show.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, of course, in the fundraising. And then, of course, again, I extend my heart to you and the community and your family. I think many of us sit here and watch what's going on TV, or we read about it in the newspaper, and we don't know what to do. And so, from one person to another, what would you extend to them in terms of what people out there listening could do, other than, of course, go to these fundraisers?
I feel like it's important to talk about this and remain vigilant and do what we can from here. I feel like we are all part of the war effort, doing what we can from here. Because this is not just about Ukraine, it's about the whole world, and it's about civilization, all of civilization. So I feel very connected with everyone who's helping, and just whatever people can do, whether it's a fundraiser, making Ukrainian eggs, spreading the culture, talking to friends about it, about what's going on. But just not being silent and not being passive is very important.
Great. Well, I appreciate you again for coming in, and I thank you for your time, and wish you the best of luck in this effort.
Thank you so much, KP.